You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and my next guests are here to talk about an upcoming climate change gathering. Welcome Deborah Garish and Angie Mendivayar. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
All right. Deborah and Angie, you both represent Alaska Interfaith Power and Light, and that group is one of the main organizers of this upcoming event. Would you tell us a bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Alaska Interfaith, we both are, like you mentioned, we both are members of Alaska Interfaith Power and Light, and we work to foster a response to climate change through people of faith in Alaska.
And I'm Deborah Garish, and I am the person who likes to explore an area and find information, research it out, and so that's kind of why I'm here.
Great. How long have you, both of you, been involved with Alaska Interfaith Power and Light?
I started in early 2016.
Just a couple of months.
Okay. Well, coming up next week is a big event for you guys, One Power, One Family, Facing Our Environmental Challenges and Finding Solutions Together. This is a conference that, well, a gathering maybe is a better word for it. It goes over a couple of days. Would you like to tell us about some of the details?
Sure. It's, again, One Planet, One Family gathering. Our group has been working since early this year to bring Dr. Catherine Hayhoe, one of wonderful climate speakers, to Juno. And around May, after we confirmed her visit, we started envisioning this gathering, mostly for climate activists from Pacific Northwest and local climate activists to get together and share our experience and ways to collaborate. But then we witnessed this hottest summer in record in Alaska and all these tragic wildfires all over the world. So we decided to open the conference or gathering to anyone who wants to be a part of the solution. So this gathering, One Planet, One Family, serves as a doorway to educating ourselves and brainstorming solutions and actions going forward. So it is scheduled from next Thursday through Saturday, September 12th through 14th. And it is free admission to all Alaskans, but you need to pay for your meals. And in order to pay for your reserve your meals, you need to register by next Monday.
And next Monday is important at 1 o'clock, because if you haven't registered for meals by then, you won't be given any meals, because that's my cutoff for the meal deadline. I'm kind of the person that cracks the whip.
So if you don't want to starve, registration is open now through Monday. And where can people get registered?
So the we linked the conference page at your Juno Afternoon website, and you can also search Alaska Interfaith Power and Light on Facebook and find our page. And under the events, we have the conference and Catherine Hayhoe's talks, public talks too.
What can attendees expect? What's going to be the format of the gathering?
So we have education by wonderful Indigenous speakers and Catherine Hayhoe and local experts. And then we also have weaved in sessions where we share our thoughts and brainstorm solutions together. And we also will be visiting the Mendenhall Glacier and State Library and Archive and Museum. And in addition, we intentionally opened some sessions to the general public. And one of the ones that we're most excited about is an Indigenous session where we have speakers from most major tribes in Alaska. And that one is scheduled on Thursday, September 12th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Northern Lights United Church. And Deborah can highlight the speakers we'll be having. We're really excited about
that. That sounds good.
When I first started putting this conference together, I envisioned having both Native wisdom and Western science together saying the same thing, but from different angles so people could experience each way. And so the part that she's talking about on Thursday night at 5, we actually have four different groups represented here in Alaska. Charlie Brower grew up in Barrow, and at the age of 10, he had to go out to a boarding school. And then he spent time learning how to whale when he was at home. And he now actually teaches whaling to young kids in schools with his slides and his talks. So he's coming to represent the Inupiaq people. Larry Mercurilov spent half of his life in St. Paul Island, and he has represented his people for the last 40 years. One of the most important things he did is he led the largest march ever for First Assistance Rights for the Native people. Melanie Brown actually works here in town with salmon. Her family is fishes in Bristol Bay. Her mom is from that area. So she does set net fishing in the summertime, and then she comes home to Juneau in the wintertime with her kids, and she works here. Heather is a Native woman who lives here in town, and she's Tlingit. She actually grew up in Ketchikan and Metlakatla. And so she got a bachelor's in library science with focuses on anthropology and environmental sciences. And she's going to be speaking for the Tlingit people. And she's also the indigenous lead for SEAC here in town.
Yeah, and then we also have potential speakers, like wonderful speaker like David Kotzik or John Smith, also of Tlingit people, too.
Well, excuse me. Thank you for the wonderful work you've done on this. It sounds like a lot of thought and effort went into One Planet, One Family, the gathering put together by Alaska Interfaith Power and Light. And we'll be speaking with Catherine Hayhoe, your keynote speaker, on Juneau afternoon next week. And we just have a few seconds left, so where can we find out more information?
Again, you can search for Alaska Interfaith Power and Light on Facebook, and that's our page. And under the events, we have the public talks and the conference.
And if you like the radio, we're both calendars for both K2 and KINY. This is Juno.
Deborah, Angie, thanks so much for joining me today, and best of luck next week.
Thank you.